remote, the rush touches on something which we call a hot topic. Okay, nice kufka follows. After shaka kufka di shaka mit niyayin, you shouldn't become drunk. Pentia maguna, sinabalas picha, it is tarit. If a person loses control at that point in time, he might say something which is not proper, and then afterwards he'll regret the fact that he did that. So again, from the house of the rush, he's not saying the only reason or the main reason, so he's saying a point, which is a motivation, why a person shouldn't do something. So he points out that there's a motivation that you don't want to do it because you don't know where it's going to lead to. Again, but it doesn't say that's the only reason. So actually, the girsa of some people have in the rush is an altashaker, altashaber gufko, nishtaker miyayin. It's not healthy. You break your body. It's not good for the person's health. So any type of thing which a person gets involved, which affects them, it impacts the person's ability to think, etc., affects how a person thinks. It's a dangerous thing. So therefore, the Rosh says that don't go there because of the physical dangers which exist. So again, that's not going to be the only reason why a person shouldn't do it, but that's going to be a motivation why a person should not want to do that. Chaim Kanievsky in his Piras Tzemach Harsav brings a whole slew of different chazals where chazal talked about the challenge of yayin, the difficulty of alcohol. And the Gemara says that in the chadavah shemeva yolol of the adam ela yayin, there's nothing which brings person wailing and crying out more than wine. Shloisha kadosh baruch hu zayvon echad mishen and mishtaker, a person doesn't get drunk, the Hashem loves him. The Gemara says that he brings a ton of yo. Kol maskim v'mari v'machal yayin simin ravoi v'hu biyodei oikir esatim in avlam azev elam abo. Takes out of this world and the world to come. V'oyer al shehu yoshev v'sesu kol maskim yodosh al kodosh boruchu miyam shenibur ha'elam. He destroys the whole world. He's a gracious rabba. Christ that says shotim went into Gaulis because of the fact that they drink wine, etc. I want to maybe talk about two points that which exist over here. One of them is the fear of a person to understand that you're dealing with something of significance and to use it with great caution, great discretion, which is a physical issue. A person has to understand the nakuda of what he's dealing with. And the Rosh is touching on that point. It has negative social possibilities and negative physical possibilities. That's one nakuda. The second nakuda is more in a hashkofic issue of where does the concept of yayin, where the concept of alcohol fit in into the persona of a ben tara. So the first one of the nakudas I mentioned other times is that the Yetzer Hara, its first goal is not to take a person out of Olam Haba. People think the Yetzer Hara says, listen, have a good time in Olam Haza, and you know, I will give you all the Olam Haza you want, you'll have a great time. But the Yetzer Hara says, Mela, you know, you lose Olam Haba. It's a toast. The Yetzer Hara's goal is to take a person out of Olam Haza and Olam Haba. Because he knows that once he gets you out of Olam Haza, he has Olam Haba in the back. So the person indulges and gets involved in something he shouldn't get involved in. So it becomes a problem which he has. That problem doesn't allow him to... He loses Olam Haza also because of it. But the goal the Yetzer Hara has is once he has a problem with Olam Haza, he seems to be enjoying himself, but it's not leading to somewhere which is good. Then the person gets depressed, the person gets frustrated, the person loses hope, the person loses motivation. Then you're not going to get Olam Haba's forgotten about. But the way he does it is to take away your Olam Haza. The person who has problems with smoking. Right? His problem isn't Olam Haba. His problem is Olam Haza. The person has problems with overeating. He has problems with Olam Haza. Yitzhar says, no, Olam Haba, you can have all the Olam Haba you want. I just want to give you Olam Haba. So why is he making that kill himself without reading? The diabetic who can't control himself and is, you know, and is eating too much sugar when they shouldn't be. The problem isn't Olam Haba, the problem is Olam Haba. But once the guy has problems with his health, he's not going to be able to get Olam Haba either. The person who has problems with getting angry too often, the person who has problems with involving in private too much, he spends too much money. So what's going to happen? He gets crushed under his debt. So the person loses his life. So the end of the day is doesn't have Olam Haba, but the goal, the way for the Yetzer Hara to take away Olam Haba is to take away Olam Haba. So we picture that Yetzer Hara is, you know, Olam Haba I don't want. You have Olam Haba, I'm going to give you all what you want. You'll be so happy in Olam Haba. Nobody's happy. Adarabha, because the way he gives you to get you so involved that you're not happy, so you're not in the mood to deal with anything. And you can't do Olam Haba either. Because one of the areas where that happens is you see a person getting involved in, the example over here is alcohol, or the example, you know, whatever the example is. At the end of the day, it makes him happy. At the end of the day, he feels good about it. At the end of the day, he feels good about himself. No. He feels he's a failure. He feels he's frustrated. He feels like, so what does that accomplish? He's depressed. Depressed. You're not going anywhere in Olam Haba either. So he came to him with, you know, have a good time in Olam Haba, and that was the carrot at the end of the stick, which he thought you're going to get grabbed. And the guy grabbed it. Sounds exciting, etc. The result is that it's terrible for him over here. The male of the guy is so out of it that Olam Haba is not even on the radar screen. That's a nakuda, which, you know, so the Tanur Yo's lesson is, he says, it's maskim ma'akar l'yayin. So this guy, Mamash, he gets up in the morning and he has a kishmaka drink, because of that he has a kishmaka drink. So what's the safety of her? He's sinning la loy, but who be yodah, oikers atzim min alam haza, alam haba. He's pulling himself out of alam haza. The problem is he himself is destroying his alam haza. But he doesn't look at it like that. He looks like he's having a good time. But that's the power of the Yetzer Hara. So the person has to challenge, when I make a decision about how I'm doing something, the Yetzer Hara's mahalach is, don't think about beyond this moment. What I'm going to think about this in a week from now, in a year from now, in 10 years from now, that's not a relevant point. It's not a relevant thought process. The reality is a person feels happy in Olam Haba when he's productive, when he's accomplishing, when he's doing. Anything which is going to compromise his ability to be productive and do, in the long run, is going to hurt him terribly. It's going to leave him frustrated, etc. And that is truly counterproductive to any production. So it's a vicious cycle. What's the answer? You don't think long term. You don't think about what it's going to look like down the road. You think about just the moment right now. That's the challenge of a person is whenever a person has a trouble, it sounds like it's going to make sense now. How's it going to play out over the long term? That's the first half of what Rosh is saying. He says, the person comes, it seems to me it's good now. It'll be Maguna, it's not most people, but it's Karat. You're going to have Karat for what you did. You're going to regret, why did I make such a stupid mistake? Why did I make such a stupid move? Why did I do it? And because I'll say, listen, Rishon Malayim Karatah. They're always regretting what they did. So it's good to have Karatah, you know. But Karatah, which results in just having Vaita Karatah, not in changing, is not becomes something which drags a person down. A person who has a regret and that fuels a change in his life, the regret was positive. It doesn't change anything, it becomes guilt. It becomes something which just, he feels bad. He is the one who destroyed his own life. So he simply gets, besides destroying his life, he's also depressed. Really healthy. Nobody has nothing out of it. So his sorrow has to be, just, you know, this person's going to have to rot. It sounds like a good thing. No, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it in a way which you're not going to do anything with it, because you're going to write it back on the cycle. The answer is, don't let it start. You know, for the person who's, this is where he's at the beginning of, if you don't start with it, it doesn't exist. It's a system which perpetuates itself only once you get into the system. The person stays out of it, he stays out of it. That's the first step. We'll leave the second Shabbos tomorrow. But that's the first Nakuda. Ruchal is Havana and how Yitzhar works. It's Havana and how the importance of being healthy, being functioning normal in Olam Haba is very significant. You can't accomplish Olam Haba without Olam Haba in that sense. And the basis for that is thinking over past the immediate, thinking in the long-term ramifications of what you're doing. A person will allow himself not to get involved in the cycle of service.